This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Two big international elections over the weekend and a split decision for the leaders involved. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin's party won parliamentary elections, but in Venezuela, voters gave President Hugo Chavez an unprecedented defeat. They said no to constitutional changes that would have given him greater powers. President Chavez's reaction to the loss? He accepted defeat quickly and said in an announcement, "Those who thought I would not accept this, you can go home and quietly celebrate." We're joined by NPR's Juan Ferrero in Caracas. Hi, Juan. What is the mood in Venezuela today, the day after the election, as the news spreads that Mr. Chavez lost?
Well, there's joy on the opposition side. They've lost one election after another since Chavez was first elected in 1998, and all those losses have been big. The no vote felt that this election was crucial. A yes vote to them would have given the president extraordinary powers, and they felt that it would have phased out whatever checks and balances exist here. On the government side, of course, the vote was a letdown for many of the same reasons. They wanted to give Chavez more power, and a yes vote was considered important to consolidate the president's Bolivarian revolution, as he calls it.
Let's note that the margin of defeat was very, very close. It's a 51-49 referendum.
It was very, very tight, but it was hard for the president because he won re-election in December of last year by well over 20 points.
Now, President Chavez says, okay, I accept defeat on this, but he also said, I'm not going to give up on these constitutional changes that I want. So what are his options at this point?
The president said that his consolidation of his revolution continues, but he didn't really provide many details. Some analysts have said that the government could push for an elected constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution, but that is a bigger lift than a referendum, much bigger. And Chavez clearly doesn't have that kind of support right now.
So what are the changes that he wants in this referendum exactly? Remind us of those.
The reforms would have included a whole bunch of unpopular measures, like indefinite re-election for the president, increasing the presidential term from 6 to 7 years. Chavez also would have been able to create provinces and name governors and mayors, and he would have had complete control of the central bank and the government's revenues. There were some sweeteners for voters, like he offered pensions for informal sector workers, but it just wasn't enough to sway Venezuelans.
Juan, what are you reading in the papers and hearing there on the streets and from broadcasts for Venezuelan analysis about why he lost this? I mean, he's had a lot of support, as you mentioned earlier.
Well, one of the biggest reasons is that the election was not about the president. It was about the reforms. They may like the president, but they didn't want to give him the right to seek re-election for the rest of his life. That was a huge thing. The other thing was is that there were a number of people who turned against him who had been close to him, people who were very prominent and who had been with him for many, many years. And when they turned against it publicly, that really gave momentum to the opposition. Chavez tried to cast the vote as a plebiscite on his rule. He even went so far as to say that a vote for the no camp would be the same as voting for George Bush, who's not popular in this country. Nevertheless, it just didn't work.
You mentioned President Bush. Has the State Department said anything about this yet?
Well, yeah, the United States said that this was a vote to preserve democracy. The U.S. Undersecretary of State, Nicholas Burns, told reporters that the U.S. government felt that the referendum would have made President Chavez the president for life. He said that the country really wants to remain a democracy and that the people had spoken. So the United States was very pleased by the outcome.
NPR's Juan Ferrero in Caracas, Venezuela. Juan, thank you.
Thank you.